thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, compassionate viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astwin and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa and Telsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iran affirms progress in medical care. In animal welfare news, a young American boy helps a bunny gain mobility. In health news, Australian researchers find that an active childhood leads to a happier adulthood. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 10th, is the Day of Portugal, Camões, and the Portuguese communities. It is a national holiday honoring the life of Mr. Luís de Camões, an eminent poet of the country, and commemorating his passing in 1580. Mr. de Camões is renowned for the acclaimed epic poem Os Lusíadas, a tribute to the rich history of the nation. Adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean and west of Spain, Portugal has many gorgeous locales. Among them is the Pineda Gerais National Park, which has remnants of ancient civilizations and is the habitat of the beautiful Guarano ponies. The Lori Silva of Madeira is the largest surviving area of laurel forest and is home to a variety of flora and fauna and many endemic species. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May the kind citizens of the country have a festive day of Portugal, Camões, and Portuguese communities.
Flying news. Fires rage in Florida, USA, with more than 3,000 blazes that have ignited across the central and northern parts of the state since January. Nearly 200,000 acres have now been consumed, with more under constant threat as a prolonged drought continues. As of Wednesday, June 8th, there were 52 active fires in St. John's, Flagler and Volusia counties, with another 50 that ignited on Wednesday afternoon in the far north along the border with Georgia from a combination of lightning and lack of rain.
Division of Forestry spokesperson Todd Schroeder said that conditions are now so dry, just one spark can burn hundreds of acres. Besides forest and brush fires, blazes are also consuming dried swamp areas, which burn more slowly and emit heavy smoke. In some areas, poor visibility has resulted in road closures with hundreds of firefighters deployed in efforts to contain the flames. We are deeply thankful for the valiant work of the firefighters on behalf of public safety and the environment. May such damaging events subside through our care and renewed respect for all life.
Earthquake leaves damage in China as others rattle New Zealand, Fiji, USA, Indonesia, Pakistan and Peru. On Wednesday morning, June 8th, a 5.3 magnitude tremor, followed within minutes by a 4.2 and then a 4.1 magnitude tremor, hit the remote region of Turpan Prefecture's Toksun County in northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, centered 101 kilometers southeast of Urumqi. The quakes caused several big rocks to tumble down from a mountain onto a highway, injuring 8 people. In Kejian town, 50 families were moved into tents provided by quake relief teams after their homes were severely damaged, with the government announcing that relief funds would also be allocated.
Meanwhile, in other parts of the world, on Monday, June 6th, a New Zealand city of Christchurch was rattled by two aftershocks from the devastating February 22nd quake. The first, registering at 3.7 magnitude, was followed about an hour later by a magnitude 5.0 tremor, which caused items to fall off shelves. Also on Monday, the Fiji region experienced a 5.8 magnitude quake 327 kilometres northeast of Lambasa in Vanualavu. Before dawn on Tuesday, a 3.9 magnitude quake rattled Missouri, USA, waking thousands of residents in Washington County as it struck 84 kilometres southwest of St. Louis. Also that morning in Indonesia, a quake registering 5.0 on the Richter scale rattled the Nias Regency of North Sumatra Province, its epicenter situated 15 kilometres southwest of Gunung Sitoli. On Tuesday afternoon, a 4.7 magnitude quake hit Pakistan, 110 kilometres northwest of Sargodha in Punjab Province. That evening, southern Peru was startled by a strong 6.0 quake, 131 kilometres northeast of Tacna, which was felt in parts of neighbouring Bolivia and Chile. There were fortunately no reports of significant damage or casualties for any of these events.
Our appreciation for the initiatives of the Chinese relief personnel and for the general safety of all those in the quake-shaken regions. With heaven's grace, may such dangerous events quickly be curbed through humanity's conscientious eco-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. As people continue to push for reforms and basic freedoms along with increased human rights, they gather to be heard in countries such as Egypt, Greece, Libya, Mexico, Morocco, Palestine, Spain, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen.
The Moroccan government has ratified an optional UN protocol on human rights, which is intended to support a system of government which prohibits torture and all other forms of cruel, inhumane or degrading treatment, and also provides for the creation of a committee to ensure that the principles are being upheld.
Representatives of the Palestinian Fatah and Hamas groups announced plans to meet June 14th in Cairo, Egypt, for talks on forming a new interim government.
Based on a request by the Electoral Commission for extra time to prepare, Tunisian Interim Prime Minister Bazi Kaid Essebsi stated that elections would be postponed until October to ensure that they are conducted with integrity.
Egyptians gathered in front of the Interior Ministry in Cairo, as well as many police stations on Tuesday, June 7th, to protest the death 1 year ago of Khalid Said, whose brutal beating by police became a motivating force for the peaceful revolution that has since transformed the nation. In Tuesday's demonstration, protesters spoke out about the fact that the police still have not changed with at least 3 people recently having been killed due to police brutality.
An estimated 2,000 Greek workers went on strike Thursday to protest budget reductions and plans to privatize state-held industries. The strike occurred as the cabinet endorsed a new plan that international lenders say is necessary to continue providing the nation with crucial financial support, with officials later telling the press that they felt they had reached the fairest possible solution for the Greek economy and people. In Spain, which suffers the most severe unemployment in the industrialized world, with 45% youth unemployment, people continued their 3-week protests in cities like Madrid and Valencia as they called for an end to government corruption, soaring unemployment, and the government's economic plans, which they say will shift all the power to the employers.
During a video conference meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama expressed his sorrow over the deaths of Afghan civilians from recent air raids conducted by U.S.-led troops. The two leaders also discussed Afghan-led efforts at reconciliation in the country, ongoing bilateral relations, and the drawdown of U.S. troops, which is planned to begin next month.
On Wednesday, just after, Yemenis gathered in a call for a transitional council to begin governing in place of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has left the country to recuperate from serious injuries in Saudi Arabia. Yemeni state television reported that the president was moved out of intensive care. In a gathering of his supporters on Thursday, celebratory shots fired into the air caused injury to some in the crowd.
A preliminary international criminal court investigation has found evidence of Libyan Colonel Muammar Gaddafi being linked to orders of sexual assault by security forces on a large number of Libyan women. Meanwhile, Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt announced that Sweden would extend her participation in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's, or NATO's, campaign to halt the Libyan leader's military attacks as thousands of government forces attacked the city of Misurata on Wednesday, leaving at least 13 activists killed.
During a meeting on Thursday, members of the Libyan Contact Group, comprising leaders from the U.S., United Arab Emirates, France, Kuwait, Turkey, and Italy, pledged $1.3 billion in support of the new transitional government. Among them was France, with a preferential loan offer of €290 million for the interim transitional national council, while Italy is set to loan €40 million in cash as well as fuel aid. Former Libyan Foreign Minister Abdul Rahman Shalgam told the group that the assistance is needed primarily for humanitarian aid, such as food for starving Libyan people, as he assured that it will be repaid from the country's existing wealth once conditions have restabilized.
Speaking on behalf of the Libyan Contact Group, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated,
"There is only one way forward for Libya. Attacks against civilians must stop. Gaddafi must go. And the Libyan people deserve to determine their own future."
Secretary Clinton also said that talks were being held with Colonel Gaddafi's aides, with a peaceful power transition still being possible. Meanwhile, UN officials have received reports that 10,000 to 15,000 people have been killed in Libya since protests began in February.
UN High Commissioner of Human Rights Navi Pillay spoke out Thursday against the Syrian government's use of brutal assault on its citizens' most basic human rights. Pope Benedict also met with the new Syrian ambassador to the Vatican. Mr. Hussein Eddin Allah urged that Syria respect her people's dignity.
Meanwhile, as of Thursday, an estimated 2,400 nationals had fled for their safety across the border into neighboring Turkey, with thousands more who have gone to Lebanon.
Meanwhile, the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, issued a resolution referring Syria to the UN Security Council for her failure to cooperate with investigations requested over the past 3 years regarding what is believed to be the government's secret development of a nuclear program.
In sadness for the loss of cherished lives and suffering endured, we pray for all strife to end and that citizens in every country may decide to live together in dignity, freedom, and peace. Portugal elects new government. On Sunday, Portugal's Social Democrat Party won the polls for the country's general election, securing 38.6% of the votes. Party leader and Prime Minister-elect Pedro Passos Coelho stated that he would seek to form a coalition government with the minority Democratic and Social Centre People's Party, or CDSPP. In response, party leader Paulo Portas of CDSPP affirmed his party's readiness to work with the Social Democrats. In light of the country's recent economic bailout and austerity measures currently in place, Social Democrat leader Coelho assured that Portugal would do everything possible to honour her commitments not to be a burden. "We respectfully congratulate the Social Democrats and Prime Minister-elect Coelho for your win of fellow citizens' vote. Blessed be your leadership in bringing prosperity and peace for all the gracious people of Portugal.
Acclaimed European writer remembered, Jorge Semprún, renowned author, political activist and diplomat, passed away in Paris at the age of 87. Born in Spain, Mr. Semprún became active in the French resistance during the Second World War, and his writing reflected a deep sense of social conscience. His work received numerous awards, including an Oscar nomination for his screenplay adaptation for the movie C and the inaugural Ovid Prize, in recognition of his focus on tolerance and freedom of expression. He was also appointed Minister of Culture for Spain. Among the many paying tribute to his life was UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova, who stated, Jorge Semprún was truly a great man of peace and a champion in the struggle against oppression. He vividly demonstrated the power of culture to defend human dignity, which became his life's work. UNESCO is deeply indebted to the legacy of Jorge Semprún. We join in condolences to the family and loved ones of the noble Jorge Semprún. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's love and light.
Save our planet. Venezuelan courts announced new wildlife protection measures that include a widespread ban on hunting in protected areas, as well as prohibiting possession or commercialization of songbirds and other animals.
Save our planet. Average global cereal costs increased by 71% this year due to Europe's prolonged lack of rain, with continued drought raising concern for even higher food prices, potentially bringing further unrest to developing nations.
I'm Uku de Pago and I'm following a healthy plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip on a vegetable from the ocean. Dulse, a type of seaweed, is often used as a flavor enhancer for soaps and other recipes. It can also be eaten on its own as a snack. This nutritional food is a good source of B vitamins and iron. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the World Wide Weather.
Medical news, Iran affirms progress in healthcare. According to Press TV, Iran's health minister, Her Excellency Marzia Vahid Dastjerdi, reported that more than 96% of the country's medicinal needs are produced by Iranian specialists. Her Excellency added that child and maternal survival rates have significantly increased. Our accolades and appreciation, Iran, and Your Excellency Marzia Vahid Dastjerdi, for your dedicated efforts. May you continue to make progress in assisting your precious citizens to flourish with Allah's blessings.
In animal welfare news, a young boy helped a bunny gain mobility. The O'Rourke family of Tucson, Arizona, United States, found two baby rabbits in their backyard who were in need of care and nursed them back to health. One of the lovely animal friends, whom they named Joe, could not move his back legs. To help Joe get around, the youngest member of the O'Rourke family, Liam, designed the all-terrain bunny support system. Joe soon started to enjoy the movement which his new wheels afforded. Bravo, compassionate Liam, for your wonderful creation. All best wishes to you, Joe, and fellow bunny for many happy years ahead, delighting in this amazing life. Up next on Noteworthy News, a study finds that exercising in childhood helps mental well-being later in life. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more fantastic news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a meaningful world. In health news, Australian researchers find that an active childhood leads to a happier life. A study by scientists from Deakin University discovered that adults who were less physically active before the age of 15 were 35% more likely to develop depression later on in life. Dr. Felice Jacka, who helped conduct the study, stated, "Your environment when you're young really plays a major role in your health when you get older. Because your brain is developing, your stress response system is developing." Dr. Jacka recommends children to have at least 1 hour of physical activity a day. Many thanks, Dr. Felice Jacka and colleagues, for your significant results. May all youngsters be encouraged to adopt life-affirming habits for a joyful and healthy present and future.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told in German entitled Graduation Ceremony.
Bei der Abschlussfeier gibt der Hochschulrektor den Namen des besten Studenten des Jahres bekannt und bittet ihn auf die Bühne, um die Auszeichnung anzunehmen. Doch erst, nachdem er ihn mehrmals aufruft, kommt der Student langsam auf die Bühne. Später fragt der Hochschullehrer den Studenten, wie kommt es? Sind Sie krank oder haben Sie es nicht klar gehört? Der Student antwortet, nein, ich fürchtete, dass die anderen Studenten es nicht klar gehört haben.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
My deep and sincere congratulations to you all that are doing this amazing work. Thank you so much. Peace and light to you all. Paulo from Brazil.
Amiable Paulo, thank you for your kind words. We are happy to hear you are enjoying watching Supreme Master Television. May God bless you and the warm-hearted people of sunny Brazil with an abundance of divine grace.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the benediction of the providence shine upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Russian Soyuz TMA-02M spacecraft lifts off from Kazakhstan carrying a 3-member crew of US, Russian and Japanese nationals headed to the International Space Station where the team will stay until November conducting research.
Following a reduction of the types of charges resulting in capital punishment sentences, the Supreme People's Court of China authorizes a 2-year moratorium on all non-immediate death sentences.
Australia's Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd announces the launch of Australian Volunteers for International Development, a program that combines four others, making it easier for Australians to volunteer in overseas in developing countries.
Former Indonesian President B.J. Habibie, whose late wife Hasri Ainun Habibie was the chief of the Indonesian iBank, registers to be a cornea donor as he calls on fellow Indonesians to do the same, citing the many who would benefit through restored vision.
Speaking at a global conference in New York, USA, former US President Bill Clinton urges his nation's adoption of a universal health care program, such as ones already in place in countries like Canada, Germany, and France, saying that the US could save over $1 trillion yearly by doing so.
A courageous Australian kookaburra bird, who miraculously survived being struck by a car in New South Wales, was treated and is being flown home by the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals with the help of donations to reunite with his lifelong avian partner.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/nwn.